now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Shout Out. I'm Andy Shilton.
And I'm not Rose France, but the show must go on. We take a look at diversity in engineering.
Plus, it's one of the old-time traditions that's still around and entertaining us today.
Yep, the art of drag.
All that more coming in the next hour right here on Shout Out. Was weird. We followed our own advert.
That was a bit incestuous, I thought. Yes, our own plug.
Yeah. So that's good. So if you didn't hear it, don't worry. It's coming up later in the show. It was our advert for the Shout Out Listeners Awards.
It was weird. I didn't know if we were on the radio or if we were kind of sort of on the radio should be talking or whether we were existing in another plane or another dimension.
It was another dimension. Yeah. I think
I'm pretty sure all the stations we broadcast on do the same. You kind of like you have the news on the hour and then you have adverts that follow before the show starts, and he does two things, eh? It's, you know, advertising for the station and what's going on, but it also gives the presenters chances to get in and out of the studios and the like. So of course, but because the awards open next week, ours is going
next
here
week
on BCFM. Like, even believe, yeah.
Excited, yeah. Or what?
It's really weird. There's a countdown on the website. You go to shoutoutradio.lgbt/awards, you can actually see the countdown going.
Yes, I saw it.
Yeah, it's like it's gone 0-0 at the beginning. It's
like, you're like bigger and better than ever.
He's like a kid at Christmas, isn't it? The grin on your face.
Well, it's better than counting.
It's ear to ear.
Better than counting down to Christmas. Sorry, I'm a bit of a Scrooge, so, you know, just
so,
how I go.
So, well, two rounds anyway, but yeah. And no, I can't wait. It's the first time we've done the award ceremony out of the studio. So the ceremony that will take place in February is an outside 2-hour-long special broadcast from the Old Market Assembly. And, yeah, of course, it means that the audience, you listening at home, can come along.
Absolutely.
It's all free,
yeah.
As
it's
well.
Going to be a bit nerve-wracking for us that are going to be there.
Making sure it all goes on tight, especially live radio from outside broadcast.
It's going to be good.
And all those people got to get on and off stage to get awards and
yes,
like it's, but it's great, because the whole point is it's for you, our listeners, to tell us who you think is your best of the best. And that's what it was born out of. But all the categories and everything will go live on the show next week, actually, or while we're on air. When we first start the show, we will announce when it opens and you can start nominating.
Oh.
And it's great, because round one, you can nominate anyone in any of the categories.
Yeah.
So. We got asked lots last year. This is why I keep explaining it, because a lot of people didn't catch it until it got to round two. But there's actually two rounds. In round one, you could literally nominate anyone in any of the categories, and it's the top five that then go into round two in each of the awards.
It's sinking in now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming around fast.
It is. Yeah, so is Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, don't.
No.
Yeah. Mention the C word.
No.
Yes. On the show later, we've got three engineers representing gay, lesbian and trans.
Yes.
It's going to be interesting. LGBT, yes, in the workplace.
And then a bit later on, we're having a bit of drag.
Yes, we are. Mm. Yeah, we got somebody in the studio. Anna Fernier.
You should
from
see
London.
Steph when she dresses up. It looks amazing.
I know.
She always looks amazing. She's.
Oh, Lucy, you're going to get such a hug.
Well, I found out yesterday you've got meat free as well.
That's very true. Oh. Yes. Yes, I'm trying to stay away from meat.
Oh, any reason? Any kind of?
Well,
overriding?
I guess aren't most lesbians meat free?
Ooh, now you mention it.
So, you're not a veggie.
No, I'm not. But I'm certainly not going to follow up Steph's comment with any kind of, because she'll just take it and run with it.
I know. So, yeah, I can say a few things about Steph going meat free, but we won't go there. Anyway, yeah, Lucy.
Anyway.
So as always, after top of show, we go into Outshout, which is our pick of the best events. And this week, Lucy's got them for us. What have you got for us?
I've got two things to talk about, Andy. So and a couple of things to maybe bear in mind for the future, seeing as we're now getting into the season where there'll be
Christmas.
Lots happening,
yes,
and you'll need to be getting tickets.
It's when all those
go
work
on sale.
Come on,
oh,
isn't it?
Yeah. And the centre of Bristol becomes a sea of Christmas jumpers.
Yes.
Just people in Christmas jumpers and you can't move. I think one year there were like five office parties in one bar and they all had Christmas jumpers on.
My best was in the last place I worked. One of the directors got so drunk he picked the Christmas tree up and went and danced in the middle of the street with it. It's hilarious. I won't mention the
name
of the
place. That's nice.
Yeah, it was quite
funny.
That was
a good one.
Pleasant.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. What events are we doing?
Well, previous shout-out award winners, Indigo, the one and only, the mothership for lesbian social networking in Bristol, having a meeting for next week.
Famous for their Prosecco.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. Yes, I believe so.
I don't know if they still advertise that.
I don't know.
Always, whenever we got the press release, it said it's on this week. Come along and you get a free glass of Prosecco.
Why not? Yeah. Well, so next week they've actually got a little bit of live music. So if you haven't got your Indigo thing, sign up now. It's going to be Grace Petrie, who is a singer-songwriter who's toured with quite a lot of well-known people. And yeah. she's been on the BBC. Yes, yeah. She has. Yeah, she's been on the Now show. So that means comic songs, funny songs. So that's next Thursday, 24th of November. If you go on their website, you'll be able to find the details. And it's the... Oh no, my notes have gone.
Indigo-network.
Yes. Sorry. So tickets, early bird tickets will be £7. They've sold out, sorry. But the standard advance tickets for £8 are still available.
And you've got this is a special Christmas thing.
No, their special Christmas thing is something else. They do it with members as well, which is
the
male-focused meetup group. And yes, that's the secret location thing. I think, Steph, you were saying that tickets are still around.
The early bird tickets are gone, but the long... I still think there's...
Do we know what they're doing?
A few, yes, they're doing a spy thing. So just think 1950s Berlin.
Oh, cool.
And then dress
awesome.
The part.
Yeah, okay, cool. Mm. So there's that. I mean, there's a lot of things coming up in Christmas. I mean, you know, the Wardrobe Theatre's got some great things coming up in Christmas, but, you know, you need to be getting your tickets kind of now, probably, because those kind of things sell out quickly. But, I might do another show next week about things that are coming up that you should maybe get tickets for. Yeah.
More imminent is Transgender Day of Remembrance.
Yes, that's tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah, and there's going to be a short ceremony at Bristol Uni. Is it the Students' Union?
Yeah, Students' Union.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I believe the time's changed, doesn't it? It was 6 and it's now 4
o'clock. Four, yeah. Yep. So that's changed.
So if you've seen it advertised for 6 o'clock, please be aware it's changed for 4.
Yes.
So if you turn up at 6, you'd be 2 hours too late. That's why we thought we'd tell you now.
Closing.
That's fair. Oh, and the final one I was going to... Sorry, 3 things, not 2. In light of recent events in...
You don't do accounting for a living, do you?
No, I don't. In light of recent events in world history, last week I talked about places you could go and dance... and basically be happy, because I think that was probably the right thing to recommend last week.
Right.
And this week, I thought I might recommend places you could go if you felt like being a little bit more sort of activist-minded about doing things. And Bristol has a rebel choir. If you go on, if you literally Google Bristol Rebel Choir, you'll get their Facebook page.
Okay.
They are a protest, politically-minded, slightly anarchist-inspired protest choir.
Well, they turn up and sing?
Yes. Which I really
that's
like.
That's kind of quite cool, to be
really,
honest.
I really, really like that. Yeah, I think that's a brilliant...
Protest through song.
Protest through song, yes. And they, as I say, they got a Facebook group and they all seem very very friendly and nice. And they are practicing tomorrow at the Hydra Bookshop. At 7 o'clock, that's when they have like their monthly practice.
And you can just turn up, can you?
I think you can, yeah. I didn't have time to confirm, but it looked pretty welcoming and pretty nice. And I think that seems like one of the best ways of protesting I can think of at the moment.
Do you have any idea about how many of them there are? Are they like, you know, 10 or 100?
I will go along and investigate.
Oh, okay.
And
report back next week.
Yeah, I'll report back next week. But I was about to say, I wanted to think of something.
I've just got visions of you turning up somewhere and singing at people.
Well, I wanted to give our listeners an idea of some things they could do, maybe. I know lots of websites and lots of newspapers have given sort of lists of websites that you can go to, places you can give money to, if you want to kind of make your voice heard in light of recent events in politics in recent months and all the rest of it, and this just seemed like a different way of going about that.
Cool.
So yeah,
sounds like fun.
Yeah. So comic songs and protest choirs, that's
excellent.
That's what this week was about.
Yes.
And Transgender Day of Remembrance.
More seriously, yes,
brilliant. Cool, thank you very much, Lucy.
No problem.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Beautiful.
Yes, by Akon, Colby O'Donis, Cardinal Official. I always miss out doing who's singing that because it's just too long.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's three of them, basically.
Yeah, they wrote it as well, along with another three. I think it was about a dozen.
I thought that was
people.
Quite a good tact, I'll just let you say. That kind of worked quite well, didn't it? So, anyway, I'm overrun by engineers at the moment.
You are.
Which normally on BCFM is a nightmare to get out of when something goes wrong in the studio. But
We've got Hayley Barndon, John Bradbury, and our very own Tara. And we're going to throw Tara straight into you.
I'm not literally, in a verbal sense. I'm on their side.
Yeah. So, Tara, give us an idea. What are we actually talking about today?
We're talking about Inter Engineering. It's an organisation, and they'll probably want to tell you a bit more about that. It covers the LGBT spectrum in engineers.
Right.
And that's any engineer, as I understand.
Yeah.
So, we're all from different spectrums of engineering as well.
So, Hayley, what bit of engineering do you come from?
My background is in mechatronics, which is
what is that?
That's electronic control of mechanical systems, and I'm currently a safety engineer.
John?
I'm a chemical engineer. I currently work at Tata Steel over in Wales.
That's more my territory. I used to work for AstraZeneca, and I've worked with chemical engineers, so I know about that. But Hayley, I've never heard of that one.
But what a neat title that is. Literally cool. And Tara, what are you?
I'm a structural and civil engineer, chartered in both,
See, whoever said LGBT people aren't talented? It's a complete lie.
Well, we've got you.
I'm not an engineer.
But you're talented, I hear.
So I went to their event last Thursday on gender diversity at one of the companies in Bath, and it was a really good night, to be honest.
Was that people from all over the country?
Mainly from the southwest. Right. So we approached a company called Brewer Happold, and they were quite happy to host the event for us. And then we had some speakers from the Institute of Mechanical Engineers. And then we also shared a story of someone who was gender fluid.
Interesting. I would imagine that the large companies and corporations are quite LGBT friendly and they've got procedures and all that, but the smaller ones probably haven't. So Hayley's probably okay because she works for a big corporation. John, do you work for a small company or...?
Within my company, I work for Tata Steel, so it's quite a large company.
Right.
But
so have they got procedures for LGBT?
They've got procedures, but not necessarily active or proactive sort of engagement. Which is sort of what it's about getting people actively engaged in engineering and being able to be happy in the workplace.
Right, and you're all out, I guess, to your companies. Yeah. Otherwise, you would be talking to 45 to 50,000 people right now.
I think the thing is, the House of Commons have actually published a paper this year, and it covers the fact that actually it's affecting the gross margin in the UK, the homophobia, biphobia, and transphobia.
Oh, really?
In what way? How, I probably should say.
So it's quite well known that engineering has a recruitment and retention problem. Figures for, say, from around 2012 to around 2022, we need 1.8 million more engineers than we're training. When you consider that then, because of homophobia in engineering, we're putting people off choosing this as a career, that's going to have a major impact.
1.8 million, that's a staggering number.
It's a very similar situation to developers as well, because there's a big shortage of them. It's how rife is homophobia and transphobia, etc., in the engineering industry? Do we know? Is it something that either of you two have experienced? Sorry, three of you have experienced? Or
I've been quite lucky in my workplaces. My first workplace was quite open and had their own LGBT committee. So that sort of actually empowered me to come out into the workplace.
So you found it helpful because there was one?
Yeah, definitely. And that sort of helped me as a young engineer to actually be who I was and have a lot more confidence. But
Were you fearful about coming out then? Was it something? Because, I don't know. We were talking before we came on air, weren't we? And it's every time I change jobs, you think, oh, God, I've got to go through this again and tell everyone else I'm gay again. And it's like, you know, else I have to say on a Thursday, I'm off to do the radio. It's not gay, honest. It's, you know, that must be something you experience in engineering as well.
Yeah, you do. So every time you move to a new workplace or a new work area, you sort of have those, I guess, conversations or in your head about whether it's okay to talk about your personal life, whether it's about to say your partner, whether they're a him or her, or or what you've done on the weekend.
Tara and Hayley, this question's aimed at both of you. A few years ago, you could probably say most engineering posts were male-dominated, and as an industry, I always got the impression it was male-dominated. Do you find that today, or is it a lot easier for you both?
Yeah, absolutely. It's still completely male-dominated. The national average for women in engineering is at 9% at the moment. My employer is at 14%, so we're slightly better than average, that. But I don't think it's still that much to cheer about being at 14%. We actually have the lowest percentage in Europe.
I was going to say, is that because it's one of those old school kind of feelings within the industry, or is it because, you know, it doesn't attract women, or...
I think there is still a perception that it's not an industry that welcomes women. I also think that we don't teach it right in schools. My A-level physics teacher told me girls couldn't do physics.
Lovely.
Yeah, and that was in 2005, and I was, 17 and the only girl in the class. So that I then didn't go into engineering until I was 23. And I'm now a STEM ambassador, so I go into schools and try and encourage young people into engineering. And I still hear the same story from young people now about teachers telling them that
engineering... Even now, in 2016.
And I think a lot of the homophobia then stems from that gender bias as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tara, your company.
Well, I own my company.
So it's got to be diverse.
So, because if there was an issue, then there's a real issue.
Yeah, exactly. So we've our tagline is diversity in design. So we're almost 70% female. So there's only seven of us, and we're trying to create a policy that everyone can be who they want to be honest. And that includes autism, dyslexia. We've got all that in office as well, so we're having to deal with that, and it's all the same thing. It's all about being accommodating the individual to an extent.
I mean, as someone who's set up their own business, because if you go talk to a company, sometimes, whether it's right or wrong is not what I'm talking about here, but sometimes you get the response, it puts an awful lot of overhead onto what we've got to do, and we're here to try and get a job done. In your experience, is that true?
Well, we had this issue, something came out, having autism, and they don't want to be expressly outed in the group. And so what we did, we've changed the way the office runs. And actually, it's helping us communicate. It's helping the team actually.
But you didn't find it was a big upheaval to do that?
It challenged me, actually. It challenged my perceptions. And actually, I felt, I've got to be a bit more diverse here. And it's like we've all got little things in our heads. We tick off and think, we shouldn't say that or do that. And it's like, and as a trans person, I should be really aware of that. But sometimes I'm not. And actually, it's good to have a little bit of a shake-up.
Mm, true.
Yeah. So, Hayley, did you find, because you said that your place has got quite a big organisation for that supports LGBT people. Was it one of the first things that they told you when you started working there? Was it kind of like part of the induction? Or?
No, it's been actually quite a recent change in the last 18 months. So when I joined as an apprentice, which means I spent the first year solely at college, which was great because I came straight out then because it was all, people my age, it wasn't like being at work. But then you go into placements, and I was so terrified about going to placements. I was convinced that it was going to be a massive problem, and I got in, and they buddied me up with a mentor, and it turned out she was a lesbian, was married, and had a kid, and was completely out of work. So my fears were immediately just gone.
Can we say who you work for?
I work for Ministry of Defence over in Filton. Then things sort of went a bit quieter for a while. There was a network group in London, but they didn't really get out of London, which is probably a familiar story for a lot of companies. But then in the last 18 months, we've set up our own network in Bristol, which has come from an organisational viewpoint that I literally got a phone call at my desk one day going, Hayley, would you like to run our LGBT network? They've been really supportive, and we've grown from a standing start to I've got around 70 members, and we've been to the last two Bristol Prides, they've been really great and really supportive.
So, we're going to start running out of time in a minute, but of course the main point is that what we're trying to get across is, what it's like going into engineering. So if someone is LGB or T or plus or whatever and is thinking about going into engineering, what would be your advice for them, especially if they have concerns?
I'd say to look around you in your workplace when you get there, but don't be afraid of being who you are. There's actually a lot of power that comes in diversity, and you I found for my, at least my personal journey, that it's actually helped me stand out and get to engage with people I wouldn't have engaged with just by trying to talk to them about diversity. So I found it's been quite helpful for myself.
I'd say do it. I think engineering's a brilliant career. Being an engineer is about solving problems and changing the world, and there's no reason that LGBT people can't be a part of that as well.
We didn't actually ask that. I did make the assumption that you both enjoyed your job, which I'm assuming you do. So what about you, Tara? What would be your advice to anyone that's listening?
I think if you're an engineer, you're an engineer, and it doesn't matter who you are or what you are, you can get on it.
And perhaps you'll have to come back in a year or two and tell us how things have changed, especially if you're running it.
That's yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Sorry, were you singing?
You caught me again. Not quite as good as Beyonce. So there you go.
Oh, better than Beyonce.
Halo by Beyonce.
Whenever I hear Beyonce, I always think of the Beau Selector character that he used to do of Beyonce. I don't know if you can remember that. Those of you that are old enough to remember.
I remember Beau Selector. I don't remember the character.
It was
character.
very cruel programme.
It was,
ways,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Oh, well. He used to take the mickey out of a lot of things. So, anyway, the two angels of polished halos are here, so shall we get some news headlines?
Oh, too kind. This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 17th of November.
This weekend marks Transgender Day of Remembrance, with the West Country joining places across the globe in remembering transgender people who have been killed or brutalised because of their gender identity. In Bristol, the Transgender Awareness and Pride flag will be formally raised tomorrow afternoon, that's Friday, at around 4:30, followed by a remembrance evening with refreshments and food, which will be held at the Bristol University Students' Union. The Transgender Day of Remembrance was founded in 1998 by Gwendolyn Ann Smith, a transgender graphic designer, columnist and activist, to memorialise the murder of Rita Hester in Massachusetts. Since its inception, it's been held annually on or just prior to the 20th of November and has slowly evolved from the web-based project started by Smith into an international day of action.
The controversial LGBT and civil rights activist Rose McGowan has ruffled feathers on the gay political conservative for claiming that a Donald Trump presidency now heralds the start of what she described as a war on anyone seen as the other, including women, racial and sexual minorities. Ms. McGowan was speaking to the internet magazine MIC. She has occasionally been forced to stand down from her remarks in the past, which have included attacks on trans women and gay men, according to Pink News.
The Newswire Gay Star News reports that David Mancuso, one of the pioneers of disco music, has died at the age of 72. As yet, no cause of death has been given. Mr. Mancuso helped develop the sound of disco music at his private LGBT-friendly loft parties in New York, fusing the grooves of soul, funk and gospel music into the enormously successful disco sound, which by the later 1970s had reshaped popular music. Although it has become fashionable to dismiss disco music, there would be no dance music genres like hip-hop, grime, garage, trance or house without its influence. Disco was also deeply influential in the emerging gay liberation, women's liberation and black power movements of the 1970s and gave a soundtrack to a decade in which many changes took place.
Police continue to look for intelligence on a man who carries a crudely made 6-foot-high cross around central parts of Bristol and who was filmed shouting anti-gay abuse at the residence of a quiet street in Montpellier in which a rainbow flag is displayed. The man woke several residents up at just gone 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. Now, whilst street preaching is legal, shouting abuse at people in the early morning is a criminal offence, and campaigners hope that the man will be arrested soon. He is described as being of African origin and distinctive because he always carries his wooden implement.
The Advocate magazine reports on history being made despite the challenges of post-Trump US politics. Boston-based True Colours, also known as Out Youth Theatre, which is the nation's longest-running queer youth theatre group, will receive the Presidential National Awards and Humanities Youth Programme Award from the First Lady Michelle Obama next week. One of 12 honorees, it's the first LGBT organisation to receive this award.
For these news stories and more, check out our website at shoutoutradio.com. LGBT.
For Shoutout News, this has been Matthew Tosh
and Terry Starr.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
This year, the Shout Out Listeners Awards are returning, and they're bigger than ever.
Ending with a massive awards ceremony and after party.
The awards are your chance to tell us who you think is the best of the best.
With categories covering everything from best dining experience to best support group or organisation.
From best drag artist to best festival.
Plus, our most prestigious award, the Local Hero of the Year, is back too.
Voting for the Shout Out Listeners Awards is divided into two rounds.
Round one is open nominations. You can vote for anyone in any category you feel is fitting.
When round one closes, we take the top nominations in each category and shortlist them.
Then round two will open for you to vote on those that have been shortlisted.
This year, the winners will be announced at our brand new awards ceremony,
taking place at the Old Market Assembly in Bristol.
But the best bit of all, it's free.
Yes, not only are nominating and voting completely free,
but the awards ceremony itself will be completely free to attend.
The Shout Out Listeners Awards are there to give you a voice, to tell us who you think is your best of the best.
For more information and to nominate, go to shoutoutradio.lgbt/awards.
Round one opens 24th of November.
White here in my pocket, it get me redder than the devil till I go and I just...
Girl, I do this often. Make that pop, pop. Do it how I want.
A fair few others from what I read.
We do. We had a great relationship with the Cube. We've done the exchange before. Our very first night was in the Mother's Ruin. But
we're working our way up slowly. we're still acknowledging our reach. So we started off in a pub called the Mother's Ruin, which was great. But yeah, we thought there were about 20 people turned up, and gradually, it's really good that we're sort of gaining a bit of recognition now.
Yeah. I'll ask you first, Kieran. What got you into drag?
Was actually Sink the Pink, which is a drag troupe from London, came to Bristol. I was never really interested before, never really got drag. I just walked into the exchange, opened the door, and there was just a host of 15 men, women, dressed in all sorts of amazing non-gendered clothes, really.
So there was drag kings as well?
Well, it was female drag queens.
Okay.
And some male drag kings. And
how does that work?
Well, it's all about impersonating, isn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you have to be that.
I think it's playing with the extremes kind of seeing where the boundaries are and trying to push them further and just, get people away from the idea of...
What about you, Joe? How did you get into it?
I pride myself saying that I'm not. Probably pick up skills, actually. But I'm sort of more from a music background, so that's where the music element comes from our night.
Right.
Yeah.
So are you two old friends, or did you meet through this?
We're friends and business partners, so it does get a bit complicated sometimes. we're in rivalry. But yeah, no, where did we meet?
We met somewhere in Old Market, I think. We met maybe at...
It wasn't a night with a bit of booze in it, was it, by any chances?
perhaps. Who can remember?
Well, that's where all the best ideas start.
It is, yes.
Alcohol abuse. Yes.
I think I actually met Joe. It was his first night out in heels, and he had no idea how to walk in them.
Drag. That must have been good fun.
Absolutely. I was in full drag, and I just saw this poor creature not doing very well.
You're 120 miles away, Joe, otherwise there'd have been a slap, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's fine, you have to start somewhere.
Well, I was going to say, it's one of the things you don't actually think of, but I suppose if you're male and you're going to do drag, you have to learn how to walk in heels, don't you?
There's a lot to learn.
Could you give us some ideas of some of the other things?
The thing is that us walking in heels is our choice. Some women are forced to do it all the time. I can't believe it. It's outrageous.
That's true.
It's a very painful experience.
Absolutely. But it's all emancipation for us, I think. It's us claiming femininity.
So now what kind of thing happens in your act that sets you aside from the others then? You said it also involves music. A lot of them tend to involve music, but...
Yeah, so I mean, Athorny as a whole is a live music night and a performance night. We normally have two or three live music acts, so bands, different kinds of music, all sorts.
Right.
And then we'll also present two to three performance artists as well, from poetry to dance to drag. So it's a real mix of things.
I was going to say, yes, because drag traditionally has got quite a big comedy element in it, hasn't it?
Absolutely. We try and keep it light. It's always very silly.
Yeah.
It's always very silly. It's, definitely playing with the seriousness of the subjects in the music and the performance, but also keeping it light and encouraging people to just free up themselves, really.
Do you not go to... Because a lot of drag queens got a reputation for being quite thorny for the... to some of the crowd, haven't they? Can be quite rude sometimes. Do you follow that?
We're a thorny rebellion to their rudeness.
Absolutely.
We sort of try and keep it an open space. We want to welcome people and look after the audience, not throw things at them or whatever happens with other drag queens.
Yes.
That's nice to hear, Jay. Do you do many costume changes throughout the act? How long do you stay on stage for? Half hour? 1 hour?
Roxy's got a variety of bin bags that she wears, haven't
you? Now we're going into your alter egos here. What are your drag names?
I'm Roxy Tosin.
Oh, right. Okay, so you're Roxy. What are you, Joe?
Well, I'm just Joe.
I guess that works.
Sorry, it wasn't that exotic.
Yeah, we were. I was asking if you're on for an hour, how many changes would that involve?
Well, I mean, Joe wasn't joking when he said I've got a lot of bin bags to wear. I really do. I think I'm very DIY. I think it's, you know.
You didn't have the super quick change where you run off in one thing and run back on in another.
There's a lot of duct taping of fabrics to myself at various points.
Do you have a big team as well, like off stage, waiting for you to pounce off and give a quick turnaround? Is it?
It's growing, actually. Yeah. It's been the two of us at the core, but obviously we've got more and more people want to get involved. The sound techs, we've got lots of visual people want to get involved as well. Mm. Our posters are always original pieces of artwork that we commission. And we work really closely with the photographer, Paul Samuel White, who just makes incredible artwork out of these event photos.
So yeah, we sort of see it as like a big community and like all of these different things as collaborations. It's not like we're divas and there's loads of people working for us. It's definitely like our friends who we're close to and we feel like we have a connection with and a creative connection with. So yeah, like we always collaborate with a visual artist on the posters as well. Yeah. So we sort of see that as part of the whole as well.
Cool. Yeah. And do you do like a different theme each show, or do you do a set that runs for a certain amount of time? Or
tends to be a different kind of feeling. We like to kind of change things up a bit, definitely. But yeah, the one that's coming up in 2 weeks on the 2nd of December at the Exchange, tickets on sale now, plug.
That saves me asking you the question, because that was what I was going to ask you next.
Okay, sorry, I'm jumping ahead. I've got to put it in there somewhere. But yeah, that this night is going to be high energy. We have two punk bands and then three performers. One is Tom Marshman, who's
a
sort of local performance artist who some people might know. Paula Varjak is a performance poet from London. She's going to be doing some poetry. And who else do we have? Vicky Brown, who's a drag queen.
Female drag queen.
As well. Female drag queen. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Cool.
See, that's new to me. That
well, you'll have to go along and have a look.
Obviously,
bit,
I will
introduce you to it, Steph.
Yes, I'll have to
The thing is, like, nothing should just be for one specific group of people.
No, that's
like,
true. It's just my narrow-mindedness.
yeah, you'll have to excuse Steph. She's a bit old, bless her.
Oh, ouch. I'll slap him later.
Then, anyway, listen,
come
it
along,
sounds...
Steph. We'll give you an education.
Thank you. I will come along. Yes.
It sounds like it's going to be quite a show. If people are listening, want to find out more or want to get tickets, etc., where do they need to go?
Well, probably Facebook's the best place to go. For Thorny, that's Horny but with a T at the front.
Records and we'll do another show.
You in heels? I don't think I've ever seen you
God,
in heels.
I break my neck. When I was younger, I wore heels. You would catch me in heels, but I'm too old for that now.
This is the thing that Andy doesn't get about heels, is they ain't that comfy, you know.
No.
They're just, you know,
it's comfortable shoes now. A typical lesbian, woman in comfortable shoes.
Ooh.
Other footwear options are available.
Yes.
Stilettos.
I'm becoming very stereotypical tonight, aren't I?
Yes, very.
Not saying a thing. So we've had quite a few tonight, haven't we? It was like that story about the guy carrying his piece of wood that was just
in the news.
In the news, yeah.
Good writing from Terry. Yeah. So that would be memorable.
He's all over Facebook, that video. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah. No.
He's some preacher who was shouting at someone at 7 o'clock
in the
morning.
Oh, he's been in here before.
He has been
yes.
in here.
Yeah, yes. A chap with a big tall cross.
Yes, yeah. Yes, big piece of wood, as Terry called it.
Yes. Or an implement.
He's a bit scary when he's a bit close up and shouting.
Yeah. With his big piece of wood.
The police are trying to find the guy. So if you see him around, do call the police. I would suggest 101. I don't think it'd be classed as an emergency, but you could call 101 and let the police know where
think,
he is.
I don't think we share gods, do we? He must belong to a different one or know somebody else.
I'm not going down the religious route. It's a thorny issue. That's
See where you went with that. See, you're cleverer than you look.
I don't know. Anyway, and we had a bunch of cheery engineers as well.
That was a good interview.
It was very good interview.
Yes.
Okay.
That'll be heard again on the BBC.
Hopefully.
Very soon.
Right, hopefully. So. Yeah. So now, of course, next week when you join us, as we were talking about top of show, the Shout Out Listeners Awards will open officially.
So we can all
and
start
you can all start doing your nominating, as it is in round one.
I've got some ideas.
So I hate to tell you, Shoutout people are not left to...
Oh.
And how do you vote? How do you put that? How do you do that?
You go to shoutoutradio.lgbt/awards, and the form doesn't appear yet. It won't appear till next week. So if you go there at the moment, you'll just see the countdown and it's saying that you can't vote yet. But next week, the form will appear, and you can go through and you can nominate anyone you like for any of the awards that are up there. It can be a person, it can be a business. It depends which award it is. You know.
So you do that as an individual? Or do you?
You do that as an individual, yes. Then basically what happens is they will close at Christmas, during our Christmas show they close, and then what we do is we tally up all the nominations, and the top five in each awards then go into round two, which we will launch on the first show in January, and then you can go and you can vote for your top one in each of the awards that you want, and then we will close them at the end of January for the award ceremony, which takes place on the 9th of February.
So you've got that counting to do over Christmas?
I have a lot of counting to do. Yeah, it's actually quite difficult because it's open nomination, so you can actually type in the box. Yeah. So we have to do all that kind of sanitisation where you spelt it differently.
A
lot of the shout-out team get together and we go through them and make sure that they're all sanitised and that they tally up. So if you spelt it wrong, it counts on that kind of stuff. So it's really cool. And this year it's going to be great because it's going to be the first time we've ever done the award ceremony outside of the studio.
And it's a fantastic
venue.
It's
going to be massive. Yeah, it's a special. We will be broadcasting it. It's a 2-hour special. And we're moving to the assembly rooms, the Old Market Assembly here in Bristol. So
it's 2 hours live on the radio. It's 4 hours if you're there.
Yeah, we'll be going from 6 till, and there's an after party as well.
It's going to be really good. It's going to be a great night.
It's all completely free. And I should point out for listeners in Glastonbury and Frome and other places, the awards do include your areas too. So you can nominate people in your areas. So basically, the stipulation is it's our coverage area, and of course we're online, so it covers pretty much everywhere. So, but if you want to nominate a business in Frome or in Glastonbury, you can do so, or a person, or whatever it may be. So
we could have an international then.
Well, you never know. It has happened. I mean, Vladimir Putin won an award, for heaven's sake.
Yes, he did. He didn't pop into the studio to accept it, though, did he?
I don't think he'd wanted to.
You mean he didn't take his shirt off and wander in, sort of, you know, whilst riding a bear or something?
That would have been so good.
The imagery.
We've pulled that award anyway. So anyway, that's it for this week. If you have any comments or views or just want to get in touch with us, head over to our website.
That'll be shoutoutradio.lgbt. And if you want to know more about the awards which launched next week, follow that with /awards to find out more.
We'll be out next week when we're talking to Avon and Somerset Police again.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye for myself and the team. Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.